Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Thank you for the privilege of relationship. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Thank you for the privilege of worship. Be glorified and be honored. Oh Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Go on ahead and give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And please be seated. If God can look at us, He can heal the living. I welcome everyone here tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Somebody say at least amen. Praise the Lord. The prophet of vision and divine direction is our subject of consideration today. We'd like to understand the prophet of vision and divine direction. I'll be speaking generally concerning vision, and I'm sure that it will be applicable to divine direction. Again, our objective is understanding the prophet of vision and divine direction. Matthew chapter 6 verse 22, the Bible said, if your eye, you see, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Living by vision and direction informs and instructs in the way of profit. When we live by vision, you live by vision, you live by divine direction, it instructs us in the way of profit. Abraham, Joseph, David, Daniel, and others who walked the way of wisdom, they walked in the way of profit. That is living on purpose. Living in today with the future in mind. It makes people to walk with profit. I'm going to give you 8 prophets of vision. Hallelujah. Can you all just lift up your hands 1 minute? And just ask God to speak to you. Come. Talk to me to the Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Of next week, and we're trying to ensure that what they do does not disrupt the service. Hallelujah. What is the prophet of vision and divine direction? Number one, Vision brings illumination to life. A man's life is illuminated, lighted by his vision. Vision brings illumination to life. Life is lighted. Life is illuminated by vision. So, vision connects with illumination. Light, insight, inspiration. Matthew 6:22. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. People of vision don't dwell in darkness. People of vision don't dwell in confusion. Vision men are lighted people. Vision women are lighted people. Hallelujah. Vision connects you with positive brain waves. Brain wave, brain positive ones. High frequency mentality. There is a connection between vision and discretion. So vision brings illumination. Number two. Vision brings distinction to life. The man of vision generally stands out in his generation among his contemporaries. People of vision stand out. They stand out. They stand out in their generation. They stand out among their contemporaries. Genesis 37 verse 7, Joseph said that his bundle, his sheaf stood upright, his tooth. The man of vision had, he said, we're binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose. He stood upright, and behold, your own bowed for mine. Vision makes your life and destiny to stand upright. If you have vision, even from childhood, those who know you are going somewhere. They know this man is going somewhere. This girl is going somewhere. We say vision brings light, illumination. We saw that in Matthew 6:22. And light brings distinction. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. He said, arise, shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Vision brings illumination. And it brings distinction. You stand out. You don't fall out. You don't end obscure. You are not lost in the crowd. There is something about you that just makes you to stand out. When I was president of the Nigerian Conference of Christian Medical and Dental Students, we had a national conference. We had a conference. And one of the guest ministers who came there just saw all of us and pointed at me and said, you are the president, isn't it? There was something that he saw. There was something that stood out. If you have a vision, if you are a man, anywhere you are, there is something about you that is unmistaken. Vision brings distinction. Number three, vision brings motion, action, and acceleration to life. Motion, action, acceleration. I want to make a statement and I don't want you to forget it. Life is dynamic with vision, but redundant without vision. Life is dynamic with vision, but redundant without vision. Because vision brings action, motion, and progress to life. Vision is the sponsor of the dynamism of life. Life is dynamic with vision, but redundant without vision. The man of vision carries electricity. He has momentum. He has energy. He has drive. Life gains acceleration with vision and is confined to stagnation without vision. Without vision, life gains acceleration with vision, but is confined to stagnation without vision. So in case it appears like your life is not moving the way you want it to move, you can move it forward by vision. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. He said, I will stand upon my watch. I will set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. He said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables that he may run. Verse 2, now read it. Life is dynamic with vision and redundant without vision. Number 4. Vision brings possession. Vision brings possession. What you see consistently becomes what you have eventually. If you see it consistently, you have it eventually. In Genesis 13 and in verse 14 to 15. And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed forever. What you see consistently becomes what you have eventually. Becomes what you have eventually. What you see coming eventually arrives. You see it coming. That is the law of vision. You saw it coming. For all the land which thou seest to thee, I will give. Proverbs 4:23. It says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. When the heart is full, life is full. It is an empty heart that is the reason for an empty life. Vision guarantees possession. What man sees determines what God gives. All the land which thou seest to thee will I give it. If man can see it, God will give it. Vision brings possession. Number 5, vision defines association. Vision defines association. Where you are going determines who can go with you. It defines association. Where you are going in life determines who you can allow into your space in association. This is where many people miss it. They continually hang around people who are not going where they are going. So their journey of life gets arrested. One of the greatest wisdom God gave me along my life's journey is the wisdom of association. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, the Bible said, "And now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, to the land that I will show you." God is giving Abraham a vision, but there are a people that could not fit in to his destination. So he has to disconnect in association. Proverbs chapter 13 and in verse 20. It said, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." Somebody say a loud amen. Beloved, please listen to this. Anyone not going your direction is not qualified for your association. Anybody. Anyone not going your direction is not qualified for your association. So vision, it defines association. It disciplines association. If you saw Shadrach, he was with Meshach and Abednego. If you saw Peter, he was with John and James. If you saw Ruth, he was with Naomi. And you can go on and on and on. Association is not something to manage. To manage the wrong association is to damage destiny. It's not something to manage. Hallelujah. Vision defines association. So, vision brings illumination. Vision brings distinction. Vision brings motion, action, and acceleration to life. Vision brings possession. Vision defines association. Number 6, vision brings caution to life. Caution. It disciplines behavior, disciplines character. What you want to achieve in life affects how you choose to live. What you want to achieve in life affects how you choose to live. Last night I called Bishop Abe around 2:30 a.m. So he said, "You are still awake?" And I wanted to ask, "You are not sleeping yourself, sir." I called at that time because I know I will meet him awake. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there is something that is your focus that determines how you live. When we say good night from commanding the day, it's the beginning of work for us. It's actually good morning. While others are whiling away their time, this child wants to get a first class and is just monitoring his grade, just accurately. Drastic action. So it imparts caution. Visionlessness is carelessness of life. Every time you see a careless person, as far as life is concerned, you are seeing a visionless person. Visionless. There are only a few countries in the world that we cannot travel to any time. Or choose to live in some places. But by virtue of what we see,
and what we are seeing ahead and what God will do, it disciplines even our movements. Vision brings caution to life. What you want to achieve in life affects how you choose to live. Proverbs 29 verse 18, where we read earlier on, said, where there is no vision. Oh, we haven't read that yet. The people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. The word perish means the people lack discipline. Where there is no vision, they lack discipline. They lack discipline. You will not perish. You will not be wasted. Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. Daniel purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. So Daniel chose how to live because he knew where he was going. You know that corruption will temper with his distinction. That corruption will affect his destination. So he chose it. Brings caution. So people of vision are very cautious. The other day, a man met me at the airport. That may be a few years now, like 3 or 4. He said, I like the way you look in your suit. He said, it fits you so much. You see, unfortunately, me, I cannot wear what you are wearing. He says, see. He brought his hand. He says, see, see. He said, in those days, they used to think that it was a sign of good living to bring this balance forward. But that they have realized that it was not a sign of good living. He said, how he wishes he can dress like this. Now, the stomach does not come out by accident. It gives you, it serves notice. I met one young man the other day, young, very young man. He can wear nothing except abada. Nothing. I said, where were you looking? I'm sorry if there's anybody who has any. Please, I'm very, very sorry. There are some people actually that we know is follow come. That is just follow come. I'm just talking about how if you have a vision as natural as the vision is to have a body that is fit. When will I eat meat in the night last? As a rule.
It doesn't even cross my mouth.
At a certain point, there are things that I don't have appetite.
6, 7, 8 is too late for me.
The appetite for it is not there. That is even if I choose to. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the thing that will lay the layers here and they are knocked out. Consciously or unconsciously. What the days we used to do very, very drastic fasting, you remember many, many days, the tummy will just become concave. Just go like this. Just go like this. So one day, I saw it coming up a bit. I was very concerned. I said, what's happening here? I kill it with 7 days fasting. My wife was so shocked that I was very concerned. What's going on here? Where are you? Where do you want to hang? One day, one pastor, I saw him. I said, "Your tummy, it's powerful. It's coming forward." He said, "Don't worry. When you reach 50, it will be like this." It's young age that is worrying you. So I made up my mind. When I reach 50, I will see where it will come out from. Praise the Lord. Now, please, I'm sorry. I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable at all. God has all groups of people in His family. He said, "Lo, I'm with you for those who are low." And then,
fat and flourishing.
He said, "We shall be fat and flourishing." So there are different categories of people. Hallelujah. You know, so, but I'm just saying specifically that what you want to achieve determines how you choose to live. Everything you can have vision about, every single thing of your life. Academic, physical, whatever. How you choose to, what you want to achieve determines the choices you make in terms of living. Very important. Very, very. You see, you don't achieve things by accident. You don't achieve things by accident. You achieve them by deliberate decision. And if you are decided, then it can become possible to see the vision. So vision brings caution to life. When my little boy was young, very, very young, I said, "Why don't you gain weight? Put on weight. I like chubby children." You remember? I like chubby children. I like to play with them. And top, 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 top. He will look at me and say, "What about you? Are you chubby?" He refused to be fat. He said, "You like chubby children and you are not chubby. You are not fat and you want me to be fat." He refused. He rejected it. Hallelujah. It imparts caution to life. Number 7, vision brings preservation. It brings preservation. Living long or dying young, actually, can be a matter of vision. You see, I've placed before you life and death. Choose life that you may live. So there is a choice in the matter. That should be Deuteronomy chapter 20 verse 15. There is a choice in the matter. See, I've said thee before thee this day, life and good and death and evil. He said, "In that I command thee to love the Lord thy God and to walk in all his statutes." Verse 19. Choose life, that both you and I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Both thou and thy seed may live. There is a choice in the matter. So, vision. What you can endure is determined by what you see. What you can endure in life is determined by what you see ahead. What you can survive in life is determined by what you see ahead. In Hebrews chapter 12 and in verse 1, he said, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him," something was before him, so he endured the cross. The cross that could have been his end, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He endured the cross. He despised the shame. What you can endure and what you can survive is determined by what you can see, what you see ahead. Preservation. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. You will fulfill your days. You will fulfill your days. You don't want to meditate on death. You don't want to meditate on affliction. You see yourself in your old age. And you shall fulfill your days. Vision brings preservation. And number 8, vision guarantees destination. Vision connects your beginning to your end. It connects, it's a connection between your beginning and your end. Vision is the link between where you are and where you will end. In Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 3, write the vision, make it plain, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end you shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will surely come, it will not tarry. At the end it shall speak. It speaks at the end. At the end it shall speak. You don't end your life. You don't end your life's journey halfway if you are a person of vision. You don't end halfway. You don't end halfway. You are not permitted to end your life's journey halfway if you are a person of vision. I will never, never stop my journey halfway. Halfway until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Halfway until I reach my home. 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 I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Halfway until I reach my home. Look at Paul the Apostle. He said, for to me to live is Christ. Philippians chapter 1 and in verse 21. And to die is gain. Just read it further. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I wot not. Keep going. I am in a struggle between two things. I have a desire to depart and to be with the Lord, with Christ. With Christ, that's Paul. He went too fast. I have a desire to go and be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh, that is to keep on living, is more needful for you. Having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of it. Do you understand? He's saying, something is telling me, one mind is telling me, just go to heaven. Another one is saying, just stay here for the sake of these people. Keep on encouraging them. You have more ministry with them. You say, for that purpose, I am going to remain with you. This was a man of vision deciding his end. Do you understand? That is, whatever death comes for me now can't carry me. I am here. So they stoned him and drew him out of the city. Now chapter 16 and verse 20, he couldn't die. 14:20. Then, in first, howbeit, as the disciples stood around about him, he rose up. Now, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, finally, he now said, I am now ready. 2 Timothy 4, 6, I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure has come, is at hand. The last time I told you people, I will remain with you, but now it is concluded that it is time to go. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Anything I need to do, I did. My syllabus has been covered. Don't keep me anymore, otherwise you waste my time. There is a crown waiting for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me. That was a man of vision. People of vision are not permitted to end carelessly. You don't end accidentally. You don't end carelessly. You can't end accidentally. It was a coordinated conclusion. A coordinated conclusion. I'm ready now to go. No devil could usher him out contrary to his vision and will and choice. That shall be your testimony. So the link between your position and your destination is your vision. That link. For as long as you don't run out of vision, you will not be deprived of your destination. As long as you don't run out of vision, you cannot be deprived of your destination. Somebody say aloud, amen. My counsel tonight is, avoid the tragedy of visionless existence. Make up your mind to avoid the tragedy of visionless living. Do all you can to make sure you don't live that life that is visionless. And I believe it's a new day for you. Again, we just saw that vision brings illumination to life. Can we go through what we have seen tonight? What will vision do? Number one, vision brings illumination to life. Number two, vision. Please, I want to hear you. Vision brings distinction to life. Number three, vision brings motion. Number four, action and acceleration. Number four, vision brings possession. Number five, vision defines association. Please take this one very, very serious. It defines your association. Number six, vision brings caution to life. Number seven, vision brings preservation. And number eight, vision guarantees your destination. Stand up on your feet tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us aparataya la 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 la. Lift up your hands everywhere you are and let us give the Lord the praise. Let's begin to honor him. Let's begin to adore him. Father, we worship you. Father, we glorify you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we adore you. We worship you. Honor to your name. Use the next 1 to 2 minutes to appreciate God for the word you heard tonight. And then we shall take some time of prayer. Lift your 2 hands now and appreciate him for the word you heard tonight. Father, I thank you. Father, I worship you. Father, I adore you. Let us separate us and Leke sepero tasina gagalara tasanine. Leka parata sateno galaya taranaga galara dagalara harasi. Yero tasete fritona galara tisano gagalala. Lift your hands and worship him. Honor him, adore him. Magnify him, glorify him. Father, we love you. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Mazara dohozi. Leveri dagaya tasananara. La kasatrodi diya farani glarutasa. Eta rani galaratasa tala. Lara tasada galaya la laharatasa. Lera tasatino gogorodo gogorodo sadi. Ye kata setefeto zanina galaradazarus. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Father, we give you the supremacy. Father, we give you the dominion, the rule and the sovereignty. Lekes porano sani galaya rasa. Lekes peretesina gagaradahusaluda. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. Thank him. Worship him. Honor him. Adore him. Magnify him. Glorify him. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Lily of the valley. Rose of Sharon. Jehovah Mekadesh. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Glory to your name. We worship you. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We worship you. We honor you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Elion. Thank you, Mekadesh.
Thank you, Rafaika. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name.
Proverbs 19:21. It said, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. The counsel of the Lord is the same as the purpose of the Lord. And the discovery of purpose is what is called vision. When you have insight to purpose, you are said to be running a vision. So we can say there are many devices in the heart of the man, in the heart of demons. But the vision that stems from God's purpose must prevail. It must stand. I want you to pray brutally for the next 7 to 8 minutes. Father, let your purpose for my life stand against the agenda of hell, against the devices of the wicked, against the devices of evil. Father, let your purpose for my life, let your purpose that you have communicated to me in vision for my life, we're going to do it for 8 minutes, that's right. Let it stand against.
I like you to pray with all the brutality you possess.
Am I communicating? There are single young ladies and young men here whose vision was to have married before now. Whatever is standing it, Father, let it collapse. There are people who have the vision of great financial empowerment that will be relevant in kingdom missions, and yet your hand is empty. Lord, whatever is standing against them, the fullness of my resources, let it die today. Let it die today. Amen. There are many who are trusting that they should have built some churches by now, but that is not happening. Whatever it is, Father, let the agenda of hell collapse. Let your purpose from a life come to pass. Let vision come to pass. Father, let the agenda of hell concerning this house, concerning this commission, collapse with perpetrators of their agenda. Whenever your life and your destiny is significant, the enemy will rise to try to resist and confront purpose. But when purpose and enemy agenda run race, purpose will beat it. When they fight a fight, purpose will beat it. Would you lift your hands and say, "Father,
Father,
today
I know
that there are many devices in the heart of men, in the heart of demons. But your counsel for my life, your purpose for my life, that shall stand. Your purpose for my life, and your vision in my heart, in my life, that shall stand. Therefore, Lord, tonight I command every device of man, every agenda of hell against your purpose and your vision for my life, for my family, for the church, for Tsunami Church, for this church. Every agenda, every device in the heart of man, in the heart of the devil and his agent against my vision, against your purpose for my life, your vision for my life, for my destiny, for my family, for the church, for this church, for the church, globally, nationally, for this church, for dynamics, all your agenda, all your devices of hell, scatter, perish, be destroyed with your agents by fire. In the name of Jesus, pray. Lord of the Fetch, La cosa que era la gana, 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 la g In Jesus' precious name, we'll pray a final one for the next 3 minutes. Psalm 68, verse 1 all the way to verse 3. I'd like you to read it together with me. One to go. Let God arise. Let all his enemies be scattered. Let them all. Too fast. That's, please go back. Go back. Go back. Let's go. One to go. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Hey! But let the righteous be glad. How many of you are glad tonight? But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes. Yeah. Let them rejoice exceedingly. As wax melts before the fire, let them perish. Father, every enemy of your purpose in my life, whether it's a witchcraft altar, whether it's a human entity, every enemy of your purpose from my life, let this scripture apply. As wax before the fire, let them perish. Amen. Lift your voice and say, Father, every enemy, say, Father, arise and let your enemies be scattered. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked, let every altar, let every entity, let every personality against your purpose for my life, for my family, for my destiny, for the church of Jesus, for this church dynamic, let them perish at your presence. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, pray, pray. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away.
Arise, let your enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate you and hate your purpose and hate your plan perish before you, flee before you, as smoke is driven away. So drive them away, Lord, as wax melted before the fire. Let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Jesus, precious name. That vision must come to pass. That purpose must stand. In the name of Jesus, before this weekend is out, you shall hear from heaven. In the name of Jesus, get your hands everywhere you are. Mashallah. Thank you.
your hands and receive the fire.
The fresh fire of vision. The fresh fire of vision. Lift your hands high, Mahashana Gaya Galagaya Dagalala. Iko Korene Minisakefina Gagalagada Harasai. Leperene Nezina Gagaya Lala Harata Satalo. I Parana Gagaya Husatakala de Galayala Harasa. Lidihama Husate Kelina Mamaradagadi Shalora Dasala. Masha Tefetesa Nagalate Sufaradora. When I say the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream the fire. And when you place the hand on your head, it's a fire of fresh vision, fire of revision, fire of purifying of divine purpose. It's also a fire on altars of wickedness and the heads of the wicked, wherever they are found. While you are screaming fire and receiving it for good, it will answer in the account for evil. Are you ready? Father, let the fire fall. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Thank you, Father, for this night. Be glorified. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Something happened to you. Get set to expect judgment in the camp of the altars, fighting the purpose of God for your life and the vision of God for your life. And agents of darkness, in the name of Jesus. Something happened just now, and if something happened to you or something, got a healing, you got a touch, you got a visitation. Tonight on the commanded day midnight prayer, we shall be doing, it will be a night of divine encounters. But something already happened to you. Quickly step forward and let's hear from you. As well as the regular testimony, if you had one or two that we can take. Give the Lord a big clap as you come forward. A night of drastic encounters.
Oh, consuming fire, God. I've come before fire, God. To be fire, God. Oh, God. Consuming fire, I am coming fire, bro. To be fire, God. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Flow, flow, flow,
Go on ahead and give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. We can proceed and start hearing what's happening.